Senator Lisa Murkowski may have passed a big hurdle today with the Alaska Supreme Court ruling, but one thing's not changing. She's still wearing one of the bracelets her campaign designed in the fall to remind voters how to spell her name. The blue rubber Murkowski bracelets were passed out at campaign events in the run-up to the general election, and Murkowski hasn't taken hers off since before Election Day. She says she'll wear it a little longer.
It is not coming off until at least certification, but more likely swearing in. So January 5th, I might be able to take it off.
The Christmas tree in Murkowski's D.C. office is also decorated with the blue rubber bracelets. Murkowski has caught the attention of Capitol Hill in the past week by being a key swing Republican vote on a variety of issues, including her support of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the law that banned gays from serving openly in the military, that ended today. Her biggest critic in the Senate is South Carolina conservative Republican Jim DeMint, who not only backed her Republican opponent Joe Miller, but has funded Miller's legal challenges through his political action fund. DeMint said today outside the Senate chambers that he expects to work with Murkowski in the new Congress.
I didn't support Miller against Lisa until she did the write-in thing. And so it appears now she's going to be my colleague for six more years, so we'll be working together.
DeMint has come under fire from other Republicans for siding with Tea Party candidates that could not muster the votes to beat Democrats in states like Nevada and Connecticut.